Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Now, as I look around the studio, just me, a couple of colts, and a shepherd. Jason, thank you for engineering. And today it's lessons from 5 Minute University, the unpublished, unfinished, not available for sale book that I'm still working on. And so here are some of the thoughts and lessons in today's class. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, you certainly may. If you have some questions that are germane to the topics, preparedness. And the telephone number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Or as I write it down, 866-582-9933. Okay, so lesson number one. Let's say you have a trailer. And, you know, one of those, either a bumper pull or a gooseneck-type trailer. They call them bumper pull, but it's really a trailer hitch that's attached to the frame of your vehicle. You might have one on an SUV. You might want to have one on a truck. But the wiring just takes a beating. And I don't know why, but I've only seen one trailer in my entire life that had wiring that was designed to sustain the use of a trailer. And what I'm talking about is most of the time trailer wires are these flat ribbons, and they have multiple colors, like blue for brakes, yellow for turn signal, brown for turn signal, green for ground, or green for turn signal and white for ground, or white for positive, depending on what their color code happens to be. And they just flex and break off at the connectors. Or they rub against some spot on the frame of the trailer, and or they're just stapled onto the wooden underside of the decking of the trailer, and they fail. So if you want to preserve the life of those wires, there's something called split loom, split, S-P-L-I-T, space, wire, space, loom. And if you look under the hood of many vehicles today, you'll see what looks like a ribbed plastic jacket covering some wires. And at the ends of that, there's typically a fabric tape, a black tape with fabric embedded, so it's stronger than just electrical tape. And that holds the ends from opening up. And really what this is, it's a jacket that you can, just with your fingernails, open it up, insert the wires, slide the wires along the split in the wire loom, and then you have your wires protected. So whenever we fix a trailer, or whenever we upgrade the wiring of an old trailer that we've bought, we use this split wire loom. Typically, you can buy it in 25-foot rolls. It's available on eBay, the Chinese factory tool outlet, also sometimes called Harbor Freight Tools. They sell it as well. And it does a pretty good job of protecting the wires from abrasion and from some of the stresses that are on the wire. Now, I take the wire loom, if I have like a large round trailer connector, like a seven-way or a six-way, or even a five-way trailer connector, I will insert the wire loom all the way up and into the plastic trailer connector. Okay, and that helps it keeps the water out more and prevents corrosion more, and ultimately the durability and the reliability of the wiring is way, way improved. So I use this all the way from the trailer connector on the trailer through the tubing, if it's in tubing, all the way to the lights and to the brakes, if the trailer has brakes. So how much does it cost? $10 worth of wire loom will probably do the job for you. And it's great. So even our solar system, it comes with solar panels. I extended the wires on them, and I made my own wiring harness for the solar panels. So I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet, maybe 1,000 feet of wire, ultimately connecting all these solar panels to each other and then ultimately into the charge controller. Well, where the wires are outside, exposed to a little bit of sun behind the solar panels, not a lot of sun, just some sneaks through, I have the wires in the wire loom, protecting it from the ultraviolet rays of the sun. So it costs a lot more for the solar panels because I use so much more wire loom, but I have multiple wires in the same wire loom, and it protects them. That and electrical tape to keep the wire loom from opening up at the ends. So that's protecting wire with wire loom. That's a lesson in 5-Minute University. Next lesson. Do you have a trailer that has Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R, axles? Dexter axles are absolutely great. I really like them. And I believe that all of our trailers, we have a bunch of trailers. We have a little 6.5 foot wide by 10 foot long utility trailer, and it has a tilt bed. I bought it for $400, maybe $450. Probably $400 when I was traveling on the East Coast. I happened to see it. I was in Virginia. I had my pickup truck with a trailer hitch and a ball, and this guy had it on Craigslist. And I thought, gosh, $400 for a trailer, but it needed tires. Had the wheels, but didn't have the tires. Tires were flat. And it was a vintage trailer, so it had good bearings, strong axle, 3,500-pound axle. And it had 14.5-inch tires. So these are a strange size tire. These are the size that are used for mobile homes. And a lot of times they are imprinted on the side of the tires, MH, stands for mobile home. And sometimes they say for highway use. Now think about this. So what's heavier than a mobile home? You know, that's on a trailer. Not too much, right? So typically, these mobile home tires end up at the mobile home dealers, and they've got a bunch of them. And they don't know what to do with them. So they'll sell them to you with the wheel, or actually the rim. It doesn't come with the wheel. The wheel would be the complete center plus the rim. These particular mobile home tires that I'm talking about come on rims. And a rim does not have a center. It's just a rim that attaches to both beads of the tire. And that mounts to a large cast iron axle hub. It's a completely different kind of operation rather than the 5 or 6 lug bolts. But they work great for trailers. I wouldn't want one on a car, but they work really well for trailers. So I bought the trailer for $400, and I bought 2 tires with rims from a mobile home company. Now, sometimes the trailer tires, 14.5 inch, usually the 14 by 8, 14.5 inches by 8 inches, they're marked. Sometimes they're marked mobile home use only, not for highway use. Some of them just say trailer tire. So I found some that were trailer tires that I could take on the highway. And by the way, you can take the mobile home ones on the highway too. I've done it. It's not recommended. It's not even legal, I don't think. But they say that they blow. I've never had one fail. Never. I'm not recommending you use mobile home tires for highway use on trailers. But around the farm, you'd be fine, right? Well, anyway, I bought the ones for highway use. They were $25 a piece. So $400 for the trailer, $25 plus $25, $450 total. I had a trailer. Hooked it up to my truck and drove home with it. 1,000 miles to 1,100 miles from Virginia to Missouri. Still have it, use it all the time. We use it for hauling firewood around the farm. So that trailer ultimately needed trailer lights, and you can buy them at Harbor Freight, and they are cheesy. If you do, expect them to break and break and break. The plastic is cheesy. You tap it with something, and it's going to crack and break. So I don't know where you're going to get lights for trailers, but Harbor Freights are really cheesy, at least the ones I've seen. And just like everything else, that the Chinese plastic, thin, substandard, doesn't hold up to the sun's ultraviolet light, not so good. So I would try to find them someplace else. But cheap lights for trailers, that's Harbor Freight. And you can even get wiring harnesses. You can even get the four-conductor wire at Harbor Freight. You know, for small trailers, flat connectors. It breaks at the connector, like 100% of the time. It can't take the flexing of the connector to the wire. It's all molded together. So I would say find it someplace else rather than Harbor Freight for those parts. However, they do have, Harbor Freight does have, a tow strap. And it has these hooks, grab hooks. And it's yellow. And about $15 or less, depending on the length you get. They have a couple different lengths. And it works great for hooking up to something you want to pull off the road, meaning not for road use. We have had many, many instances where we pull a neighbor's tractor over to our place, and we use these tow straps. And the difference between a tow strap and a tow chain, a tow strap will stretch a little bit. A tow chain does not stretch. So if you're pulling someone, let's say you've got one vehicle pulling another vehicle, or one tractor pulling another tractor. If you're going slightly downhill, the guy in the front, the guy that's pulling, needs to pay attention to the speed he's going, and the guy that's being towed needs to ride the brake a little bit to keep that chain taut. Otherwise, the chain is going to have slack in it, and then when it gets taut, it's going to bang, and you can bend whatever you've attached that chain to on either or both vehicles. So learning how to be towed is an art. It's also science. So you want to ride the brake a little bit going downhill, and when you're going uphill, the vehicle being towed does not want to ride the brake. And you want to keep the chain taut, but it's so much better, in my opinion, to use a tow strap, because it takes a lot of the banging of the inflexibility of the towing chain out of the equation. But if that tow strap ever breaks and you're in the open in a tractor pulling, that tow strap can be like a whip and can cut you in half if it stretches and slings back and hits you. So keep that in mind if you're towing somebody on one of those flying saucers in the snow or a sled. Keep that in mind.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, it's just me today. And so I was pulling a trailer yesterday and the day before with our son. I was pulling it around the farm, and he was on the tractor with a bale spear in the back, or a bale spike in the back. So you can back into a round bale of hay, you know, 1,000 pounds or so, back into it, and lift up the three-point hitch and raise that bale off the ground. And then after you do that, you can drive forward. We have a front-end loader on this little tractor we have. It's a 40-horsepower John Deere four-wheel drive tractor. It's a compact tractor. It's really handy. But it's not very heavy. It weighs maybe 3,000 pounds, about the weight of a car. And it's perfect for picking up bales of hay and moving them from place to place, loading and unloading bales on a tractor or trailer. And it's great for tedding and raking hay if you don't mind being in an open cab tractor, you know, no glass, no air conditioning, no heat. If you don't mind being out in the sun, it's perfect for small jobs. So he was loading, and the reason and by the way, pictures of this are in the book, different size tractors, different size tractor tires, and the advantages and disadvantages of different styles of tread on tractor tires. And even the size of a tractor. So, for example, an international three-cylinder, 40-horsepower tractor is different from a John Deere four-cylinder, 40-horsepower Japanese-made tractor. And the The International tractor weighs 4,000 pounds. It's 40 horsepower. And the John Deere is 3,000 pounds. Because everything is lighter and thinner in the Asian tractors than in the American or English manufactured tractors. Okay, so back to axles. Dexter makes a great axle for trailers. Really great. Some of them have electric brakes. Electric brakes are really kind of nice because they have a brake drum as part of the hub. And when you step on your vehicle brake, an electric signal is sent over to the trailer brakes, and it applies current to engage the brake pads on the brake drums. And yes, I said that right, brake pads on the brake drums. It doesn't use brake, well, it's kind of like halfway between a brake pad and a brake shoe. But anyway, these brakes work really, really well on trailers, and they'll help you stop. So some of the Dexter axles have brakes and some don't. But regardless of whether they have brakes or not, you need to lubricate the bearings. So some of the older Dexter axles, you had to take the little hub cap off. When I say hub cap, I'm not talking about wheel cover. I'm talking about this little dust cap. It's about, you know, 2 inches across, kind of dome-shaped, little metal cap. You have to pry it off with a screwdriver or a special pair of pliers that's designed to remove these little hub caps. And inside there, you'll see an axle, stub, threaded, wheel nut, cotter pin, and you might even see the washer and the bearing. And that's where you grease the wheel bearings. What I do is if the wheel bearings are clean, there's no dust in there, I'll take the hub cap off, I'll take the axle nut and cotter pin off, and I'll remove the wheel bearing. It'll just wiggle right out. And if there's lots of grease in the center hub, I don't have to do too much. But if there's no grease in the center hub, I will take a tub of grease, typically 1 pound container with a plastic lid. And it's kind of like, let's say 4 inches in diameter. Plastic lid, and I'll put on those food service gloves. They're like plastic. They're really cheesy, but they're great for this purpose. I'll put them on. I'll scoop out some grease, and I'll force it into the center of the hub. And the idea is, if I put enough of it in the center of the hub, centrifugal force will force that grease outward, and it'll lubricate the inner wheel bearing and the outer wheel bearing automatically for me. So I fill that cavity about halfway full of red grease. And I like the red grease for trailers because it really works well, and it can take the temperatures, high temperatures.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A strengthening Hurricane Ian is striking Cuba's western side at this hour, where authorities have evacuated 50,000 people, as it became a major Category 3 storm early Tuesday morning. It is expected to hit Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Really is important to stress the degree of uncertainty that still exists. And so anybody from Tampa Bay all the way to Escambia County, there are different tracks that would take it into any one of those places.
NASA is celebrating the successful impact of DART, which slammed into an asteroid 7 million miles away Tuesday evening. More data is coming back this week. Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline system used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it. I don't know, there's something
else.
It's
going to
be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
I've
got your...
Take my... When you go to... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, so we're talking about wheel bearings in grease. And what I like to do is put some extra grease in the center of the hub. That's between the inner wheel bearing and the outer wheel bearing. So when I inspect an axle, I don't necessarily take the hub off. I look at how the outer wheel bearing is. I look and see if there's some grease in there. And if there's no wear on the bearings, if it doesn't look like they're running dry, I'll just add some more grease. And so I take this tub of grease, and you could use a 14-ounce grease cartridge or the tub, either one. And if you use the 14-ounce grease cartridge, save the cap, that black cap that comes on it when it's new. Save that capsule and put it back on. They want to make absolutely sure there's no grit, no abrasive anything in this grease. You'll tear up those bearings really quickly. Sand will destroy a bearing. So what I do is I take the clean pair of these plastic, clear plastic food service gloves. Now, Sam's Club sells them in a box of, I don't know, maybe 500. And they're the least expensive of the disposable gloves. So I'll put one on each hand, and I'll take my two fingers on my right hand, because I'm right-handed, and I'll scoop out some grease and put it in my left palm with the glove. And then slowly I will push the grease. I'll take a little bit at a time and put it into the center of the wheel hub. So I'll fill that cavity about halfway full. You need to have some room for air and expansion of the grease, so don't fill it all the way, because it'll cause problems and it'll burst the seals on the wheel bearings. Maybe even pop off the hubcap. So just half full is fine. Now for the outer wheel bearing, that's the one closest to the outside of the trailer. What I do is I take that grease that's in my right, my left palm, and I will force the grease between the rollers of the roller bearing, the tapered roller bearing. So it takes time. You do a little bit at a time. You push the bearing down into your palm, into the grease, in a little pile of grease, and you push the bearing down, and grease will go through the needles. And then you rotate the bearing a little bit, and you keep going over and over and over until you fully push grease between every single one of those roller bearings. Then I wipe the remaining grease around the outside of the bearing, and I put the bearing back in. Now the nut, first, then the washer goes on next, and then the nut. And it's a castellated nut, and there's generally a hole drilled through the axle shaft. And that's where the cotter pin goes. So what I do is I wipe all that grease off my hands, and then I slowly turn that castellated nut against the washer, against the bearing, until it seats fully. And I do it hand tight. And then I take a clean wrench that fits, and I tighten that axle nut while I'm spinning the hub. And I tighten it until it feels kind of snug, but hand tight. Not, there's no sense in tightening it so tight that you break the bearing. I tighten it till it's snug, and you'll be able to hear the play in the bearings get tighter and tighter and tighter. And then when it seats, then I back off. And I back off so that there's just a little bit of wobble, and I mean almost imperceptible. But it's not fully tight, just a little bit of play, a little bit. So you can take that hub, that axle hub, with your right and left hand, and rock it in and out, meaning in toward the trailer on one side, out from the trailer on the other side, to see if there's any play. And the idea is, if you have that bearing really tight and there's no play, you might think that that's perfect. It's not. It's not perfect. That causes more drag, and the bearings can overheat. So you want to have just an imperceptible amount of play. And then when you find that spot, that's when you lock the cotter pin and that axle castellated nut at that location. And the idea, the reason it has castles on that nut, is so that you can adjust that nut in or out a portion of a turn at a time until you get it perfect. And then you bend that cotter pin back in place. And you ought to look at how cotter pins are installed. There's lots of pictures on the internet about how to do it right. And I've never seen anybody do it right. Never. The idea in my world, and maybe I don't even do it right, the idea in my world is I want that cotter pin with the rounded end of the cotter pin facing upward, if I can get it facing upward. Because gravity would, if it breaks, it'll want to fall out if the ends break off. So I want it, the rounded end, as close to vertical as possible. But it's generally impossible to get it perfectly vertical. Then I want the split ends of the cotter pin, one end facing in toward the bearing and the other end facing out toward the outside of the trailer. And then it's less likely to come apart. And actually, I bend the outer edge of the cotter pin against the end of the axle. So I don't want the cotter pin to move, I don't want it to wiggle, and I don't want it to come out. And I don't want it to loosen. So sometimes you can reuse cotter pins, sometimes you can't. And that's the purpose of a vise. If you have a vise, and you clean the jaws of a vise, you can generally straighten the cotter pin. And typically, the older cotter pins are better than the new cotter pins, because the older cotter pins are the right size, and the new cotter pins that come from China are smaller in diameter. They're weaker, not as strong. So I try to use the older cotter pins because the American ones are better. Now, Dexter Axle also has some of their models, some of their newer models, I'm saying the last 20 years when I say newer, they have a hubcap, but has a little plastic round disc that's rubber in the center. And that is removable. You can take a working screwdriver. When I say working screwdriver, that's one that you do prying in with. It's one that's worn. It's worn to the point where it's not so good for removing flat, slotted screws, because the tip of the screwdriver is worn, a little bit rounded on the edges. But it's perfect for removing these rubber plugs, because you don't want a sharp-edged screwdriver tearing the rubber plug. So if you have a working screwdriver, and that's my terminology for one that's worn and that you're using for other purposes, using for tapping, and sometimes you put a hammer on it against, you know, the plastic end of it, and use it for tapping, pushing, scraping, that would be a working screwdriver. All right, so you take a working screwdriver, clean, and you pry off this rubber disc, which is a little cap at the end of the hubcap, and you'll find a Zerk fitting in there. Now, Zerk fitting is a grease fitting. And they're great, because if you have a grease cartridge that has the right grease in it, and you clean off the tip of the grease cartridge Zerk fitting attachment, make sure there's no dirt on there, you can put a few pumps of grease into that axle bearing, and you lubricate the whole axle. And that's what we do. So we, you know, every 6 months or so, or before a serious trip, we will pry off those rubber plugs on the Dexter axles, put maybe 5 pumps of red grease in there, put the cap, the rubber plugs back on, and we're good to go. We also check the lug nuts periodically before a long trip with a trailer, make sure they're secure, and we make sure the spare tire for the trailer is in good shape and all the tires are inflated to the proper pressure that we want. And the pressures, the maximum pressure for a tire is indicated on the sidewall of the tire. So tire may say 35, may say 44, 51, 80, 100, and make sure you don't overinflate because the tires can burst. And I was looking at a tire. We bought 4 tires, and of course they came from China for the trailers. And bought them several years ago, and I looked at it yesterday. My son said, "Hey, Dad, I had a blowout." Literally, this is our second Chinese tire where the tread flew off. Now, if you look at this tire, you'd say, "Boy, it's got like 3/4 tread left remaining," meaning it's only 1/4 worn. Tire's in great shape. But the Chinese rubber is so lousy, so substandard, that the tread has flown off on 2 separate sizes, 2 separate brands of Chinese tires. And if you look, if you want to buy a trailer tire, you can rest assured that it probably comes from China. It even says China on it. So whatever you do, don't overload your trailers with Chinese tires. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure I'd even want to bring them up to maximum load that the trailer's ready for with Chinese tires. As a matter of fact, I think I'd be really concerned about the guy who is in the the fast lane, passing me on the highway with his trailer because it probably has Chinese tires. And if it's loaded and he hits a pothole, it increases the chance of a blowout and that tire coming through my windshield or worse. So those are my thoughts about axles, Chinese tires. And, you know, really, Dexter axles are great. And about these mobile home axles, you know, Dexter was prohibited, as I remember, from selling mobile home axles or the use of mobile home Dexter axles for, you know, other purposes, like taking the axles off a mobile home and putting them on a trailer and using them on a trailer. It was prohibited because they say they weren't designed for trailer use. Now, I don't get it. I don't get it how you could have a Dexter axle on a mobile home that is strong enough to carry the weight of a mobile home, and yet when that mobile home is set in place, then you have the axles just sitting there. So you take the axles off the mobile home and they just sit there, disconnected. Wouldn't that be great to use them on a trailer? Absolutely. So I have two trailers right here at the farm that have those style axles. They were both manufactured by a trailer manufacturing company. I didn't do it. They used that style axle with the wheel and rim with a large cast iron center hub. Really strong, really well made. And they say you can't use them. You have to have axles that are made for trailers. I just don't understand how you can have an axle made for a mobile home that's not a... Why isn't that a trailer axle? Well, they say that the seals are cheesy. They're not made to be durable. But you can replace those seals. And you know what? One of the trailers I bought, I think, was 1989. I bought it new in Virginia. Made by a company called Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N. It is an extraordinary trailer. Extremely well made. Better made than any other trailer in its class. And it uses those Dexter mobile home style trailer axles.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Thank you for being in class today. Greg, welcome. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Yesterday I had an experience that I should have known better, but anyway, I started hearing a clicking, and my pickup wasn't quite acting right up around the water pump. And it started to overheat. Of course, I had a look inside, and my reservoir was full. So I let it cool down and went off again, and I still had the same problem. So I thought, well, I'm going to be replacing the water pump and the thermostat at the least. Well, I took it over to a car wash and cleaned out the radiator. And when I did, I noticed my hose was collapsing on me, my radiator hose. So I knew it was cool enough, and I opened up the cap. And lo and behold, I was a low on radiator fluid. So obviously my pickup tube that takes it out of the reservoir wasn't refilling. And I put a whole gallon of radiator fluid in my radiator, and it's functioned perfectly ever since. So I'm thinking that, you know, don't depend on what you see in your in your reservoir for your fluid. Actually check the radiator itself, because the clicking noise that I was hearing is the water pump wasn't getting any water, any of the radiator fluid flowing through it. And as a result,
okay, so
I was overheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the thing to do immediately is, you know, obviously pay attention to your temperature gauge, and if the overheating light comes on, immediately stop and find out what's going on, because that's the point just before catastrophic damage. That's the point just before the head warping on an engine. That's the point just before the intake manifold gaskets leaking because the heads warp. So the answer, what do you do in a situation like that? You raise the hood, of course. Get to a safe spot, raise the hood, and then very slowly pour in some, either an antifreeze mix, antifreeze, the correct antifreeze, or water. And water is just a temporary solution to get you, back to where you can fix the vehicle, maybe back home. But you have to pour it in very slowly with the engine not running initially, because if you pour it in too fast, you can crack the block. So just pour it in very slowly. It's not going to get any hotter while you're not running the engine. Of course, you shut the engine off immediately. And then as you start to add the water or antifreeze mix, as it seems to get close to the point where it's getting full, then you turn the heater on. And the reason for that is your heater core and hoses may be void of coolant. So you want to fill them up too. And then once you get it full to the proper level of coolant, then you can leave that cap off the coolant reservoir for a few minutes to make sure that it's at the right level with the engine running. That's what we do. That's what we do. So you did the right thing, Greg. There's no question about it. But one thing that we do whenever a car comes in for an oil change or a truck, we look at the coolant reservoir, which is this plastic milk jug-colored container, and it's usually high up on the in the engine compartment, and it has to be because it runs on gravity. So if you look, there'll be a line there that says, minimum and maximum. That's the range at which the coolant should be. Now, what we do, and the engine needs to be relatively cool to do this because you can burn yourself, but we will squeeze the upper radiator hose. We'll just squeeze it. And we will see that coolant level rise and fall based on squeezing and then releasing the squeeze of the radiator hose. I'm just talking about with your thumb and two fingers. Just squeeze the radiator hose, the upper radiator hose, and you'll see the coolant level rise and lower. If it does, then you know that the cooling system is full. If there's no movement of coolant at all, you don't have enough coolant in that cooling system. It's as simple as that. Greg, any comments about that little procedure?
Yeah, that's really good advice. And I knew because the fact that the radiator hose up on top that goes right into the top of the radiator was collapsed, that I didn't have any positive pressure, so I was able to open it without having the thing float on me. Hot radiator fluid.
Yeah. Well, good move. I'm going to be talking about grease guns and selecting a grease gun. I'm going to be talking about installing a water hydrant for your farm, metal dents, what to do about it, and even a simple way to reduce population. The government, if they want to kill us, all they have to do is do one or two things, and we'll kill ourselves. I'll talk about water wetter, fixing windshield chips, and trailer hitch wiring testers when we come back. Greg, you're welcome to stay if you'd like, but you don't have to. Your call.
Sure.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.